One of the best tools to help minimize the effects of breast cancer is early detection and regular medical exams. A state program, BreastCare, is designed to offer mammograms and other tests to many Arkansas women who might not be able to afford the tests or have easy access to medical personnel. The Arkansas Department of Health recently issued an annual report with details about the success of the program. According to the ADH, more than 13,000 women were enrolled in the program during fiscal year 2012, and more than 8,000 free mammograms were provided. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums recently talked to Dr. Namver Zahouri, director of the Center for Health Advancement at the Arkansas Department of Health, about the program.
The program is funded by federal and state fund to provide these services, breast and cervical screening services, to women who don't have access to screening otherwise. The eligibility for our program is for women who are between 40 and 64 years old who have no health insurance and therefore can't get these screenings elsewhere. And they are at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. And women who live in Arkansas. So those are really the four eligibility criteria for our program.
When you think about it, 13,000 women, that's quite a difference made.
It is. It is. And we're very proud of that. And we've actually, over the years, have been able to improve our services and the efficiency of the services so that even though, for example, in the past 4 years, even though we're getting, our funds have been going down slightly, the number of women that we've been able to see has actually gone up by almost 45%, and the cost per woman served has gone down about 32%. So we're very proud of this program, and we're happy to be able to provide this service for women who are not otherwise able to get it. The one thing, though, I'll say, even though we're serving over 13,000 women, there are still many more out there right now who could benefit from this service, but we just don't have the funds to do any more.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. More than 13,000, more than 8,400 mammograms in the fiscal year, but as is the case with any such program like this, there are always going to be the people you either haven't reached or haven't, because of various restrictions, been able to help.
That's right. That's right. We are seeing the maximum number of women that we can, given the funds and resources that we have. But there are many other women out there who just either we can't reach them because there's a lot of education that's also involved with this program. We're also trying to get in addition to just providing screening services. We also do a lot of work out there along with the network of providers and partners that we have in educating and bringing greater attention to the general population about the importance of screening and early screening.
I guess the statistic that to me shows just how important this program is that more than 200 women were diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer that would perhaps not have known otherwise.
That's right. That's right. And a major part of the message also that we're getting out there is that it's very important to do this early. I mean, these 230 women that we were able to diagnose, the good news also is that because of their involvement, because of coming into the program, the women that get diagnosed through breast care get diagnosed a lot earlier than women who don't. And we, you know, as we all know, the earlier you catch cancer, the greater the chances of treatment and complete remission in some cases, you know, if they're caught early. So these 230 women have been diagnosed earlier than they would have been otherwise.
This is certainly primarily not a dollar and cents issue. I don't mean to minimize people's health, but if more people have access to early examinations for all sorts of things and things can and conditions can be caught earlier, that is still less expense to the general public and to the individuals later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the earlier we can catch and treat, you know, all sorts of chronic diseases, cancer, stroke, heart disease, any of these problems, the earlier they're caught, a lot simpler, easier, more effective it is to treat them and to keep them healthy and to keep them from getting sicker than they would have been otherwise, and therefore costing everybody, the state, the insurance companies, individuals, more expense than they would incur otherwise.
If someone listens to our conversation and wants to know, boy, I live in a very rural part of Arkansas, and I don't know if there's availability, how do you find out, even if you know you qualify, where you can go to have the examinations?
Well, I'm glad to say we have providers all over the state, and about a year or two ago, we tried to actually simplify the process. Right now, if anybody who's interested in finding out about, you know, where they can go, if they go to either arbreastcare.com, and there's a link there that says find a doctor, and they can see who the providers are within their area and are near to there to where they live. What they can also do is they can call the local health unit, the local health unit from the Department of Health. Local health units are in every state, every county in the state. So either by calling a local health unit or by going to arbreastcare.com, they can find all the information and the names of providers near to them.
And if there's some uncertainty about whether they're meeting the financial requirements of the federal poverty level, that help is there as well?
That is there as well. There's actually, again, there's an online ability for them to go there and check right away to find out whether they qualify, or if they go to their provider or to the local health unit, this can be done immediately right there on the computer. They can check and see if they qualify for the services and then make an appointment for them right away.
Is there anything else we should know?
I think this is a great program that we have here in Arkansas, and as I said, we're very proud of it. We do get funding from federal and state, and also from private donations, such as from Komen Foundation. And I'm happy to say, because we get federal funds, we are held responsible for certain indicators. There are certain clinical indicators that that are measured every year to see how well we do. And for the past 5 years in a row, we have met or exceeded all of the 11 clinical indicators that are used to measure how well we do. And this is a measure of how well we serve women in the state here in Arkansas, and we're very proud of that. And I would encourage all women who qualify for this program to make sure they take advantage of it.
Because if you're qualified, it's fairly easy to be able to take advantage of it.
It is. And if you qualify, there's no cost to the patient to be screened and tested. And if they are found to be to have cancer of the breast or cervix, then they are referred to the appropriate treatment services.
arbreastcare.com, once again, the website.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your time.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked with Dr. Namver Zahuri, director of the Center for Health Advancement from the Arkansas Department of Health, about the breast care program offering medical examinations to thousands of Arkansas women.